Luke 21:19, please. Pull it up in the... Hello. Can you hear me now? What about now? Are we getting there now? Outstanding. Luke 21:19. I'm going to read it out of the NIV in case you were wondering. Everybody there? Amen. All right. Everybody else there?
Yes.
All right. Amen. So Luke 21:19 in the NIV, it says, stand firm and what? Amen. It says, stand firm and you will win in life. Stand firm. What does that mean? Amen. Stand firm and you will win in life, regardless of whatever is going on, regardless of what you're hearing from everybody else, what everybody else thinks is correct. Amen. Whenever you stand firm and you will win in life. Who likes winning? Hopefully that's everybody. Amen. So if you like winning, stand firm. Stand firm. Regardless of what you're looking at, feeling, or seeing, anything. Regardless. Because the word should dominate our everyday life. Amen. Amen. All right. We'll pray. Receive the offering. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, and thank you for this opportunity to be able to sow seed. And also, Father God, to give back 10%. What belongs to you, Father God. It's not, we don't tithe out of faith because it already belongs to you, so we honor you with it. It's an honor system. And so we honor you with our first fruits, and we thank you for the ability that you gave us according to Deuteronomy 8:18 NIV. You gave us the ability to produce wealth. And so we thank you for it and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Everybody agreed, said amen. Amen. Miss Darlene, I know you don't like to be recognized, but will you stand up?
Yes.
Miss Darlene comes up here a lot and always changes all of these things, these colors. And I just want to tell you thank you. I'm serious. I really appreciate it. She does all the flowers. Yeah, y'all give her a hand clap. Man, it's a blessing. It really, it helps us look good. She always, like this, she did this. Well, John or Richard built it, but you did all the flowers. See how? Oh, well, yeah, I did that. Well, there you are. Amen. You do a great job, and I appreciate it. Amen. I'm excited to see what colors we have every time I come in here. I'm like, ah, what'd we do today? Amen. She's got a great eye for it. Amen. Thank God I'm not doing it. Because y'all might come in here going like this. What? Who chose that? Amen. Turn over to John. John, don't turn over there because I ain't going there. But you can turn over to Joshua. Joshua 1. Joshua. Say amen when you get there. Amen. This book of the law shall what? Amen. So this book of the law shall what? Amen. Amen. If you don't have a Bible, I'd suggest you get one. Amen. Because, I mean, these words might not be up here every day. Amen. And you need something to look at. That way you know what the Bible's saying yourself. You're not just assuming what it says. There was this one guy, Brother Hagin was ministering at this church, and everybody in the church that was going was been believing God for the baptism in the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, every one of them received except this one individual. And Brother Hagin said he would never, he'd leave work, and he just would always forget his Bible, and so he wouldn't bring it to church. He said, so I'd go over this. He said it went on for a few weeks. And then finally one day, he brought his Bible. And while I was reading it, he jumped up and just ran up front and said, lay hands on me now, I'll receive it. And so he received baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Amen. Brother Hagin said, well, what changed? Why all of a sudden? He said, well, I finally brought my Bible, and I was just assuming you were saying something else, but when I actually saw it for myself, I knew it was true. Amen. Amen. So we need to have our eyes on the Word of God ourselves. Amen. Not just assuming the pastor is saying something. Amen. And a lot of times, whenever somebody says something, we might take it as something else.
Yeah.
You don't believe it? Look at spouses. Well, I thought you said this. Nowhere did I say that I wanted that. I said I wanted a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I don't know how you got a roast out of that. Right? Yep. Just happens at my house. Okay. All right. Amen. All right, so this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But what? Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Day and night. That thou mayest observe. Observe. That way you pay attention, you actually see what we need to be doing. Amen. To do according to all, say all, that is written. Well, I just want to do the things that are easy and that I'm kind of already doing. We assume that's how it works. Some people do, not us. Amen. That you to do all that is written therein, for then, when? After you observe to do according to all that is written, then, thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Who's going to do that? God?
No.
Who?
Us.
Us. It doesn't say, for then God shalt make thy way prosperous, does it? Who does it say? Might as well put your name there. It says, for then thou. Thou means you. Shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou, you, shall have what? Another translation says, you shall deal wisely in the affairs of life. Amen. We'll pray and continue. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you. And we magnify your holy name. And I thank you, Father God. I didn't come up here just to give a good talk. Father God, but I came up here to deliver your word. How you would have it. Not how I want to deliver it, and not how I want to say it, but how you would have it. And I thank you, my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truth from your word this evening. And I thank you, Father God, not my will, not Ricky's will, but your will be done this evening. And I thank you for it in advance. In the name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said,
amen.
Amen. For this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, for then, day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen. Turn over to John 15:7. Y'all can pull that up in the Passion, please. In the Passion Translation, John 15:7. Nobody saw that. I just tried to take a drink with the lid on. I'm glad y'all were turning y'all's Bibles. Still live. Appreciate it. But if you live in life union with who? With me, which is God, right? And if my what? Live what? Where at? In your head. Where at? In your heart. How do they get in your heart? Joshua 1:8. You continually meditate on them. Amen. Then, see, they will live powerfully within you. And then now here's another then.
Yes.
Then. Then after you know exactly what the will of God is.
Yes.
You're not going off of what somebody else said was the will of God. Right. You know what the will of God is concerning whatever you're going after.
Yes. Amen.
You know the will of God in health. You know the will of God in victory. You know the will of God in speaking in tongues. You know the will of God in prosperity.
Amen.
Once we know the will of God, it says then you can ask whatever what? And it might be done for you. What will be done? Whatever we ask for that we desire.
Amen.
We still have to ask. We can't think it.
Yes, sir.
We have to ask for whatever we desire and it will be done.
Amen.
So is what I've been asking done? If you have the passion, you can look at it. And by the word powerful, it has a letter G. If you hit on that, it says, my words take hold. And then in parentheses, it says, are strong within you. So, but if you live in life union with me, and if my words live powerfully, or my words take hold within you, if my words take hold, what does that mean? That means once it's in here, it's not ever leaving. I know Satan comes immediately to do what? To what's he stealing though?
The word.
And yet we've allowed that to come just kind of through ignorance because we haven't been continually keeping this word in front of us. But we allow certain things to continually stay in front of our face. And so then the word is able to be stole out because we're not continually keeping it in front of our face or continually meditating on it.
Amen.
And that's on us.
Yes,
well, God, I don't know why this ain't working. Well, number one, I always know 100 times out of 100, it's never on God's side. God never lies. He never changes. So if I'm not making a connection, if I'm not receiving what I'm asking God for, I got to back up and find out, what am I doing wrong? Where am I missing it? Because God don't miss it. And if I know, if his words are stuck on the inside of me, took hold on the inside of me, I can't doubt. Even if I wanted to doubt, I couldn't doubt. Why? Because I know that I know. I know that whatever I desire, it belongs to me. And so I can't doubt even if I want to doubt. Why? Because the word of God's done took hold with my spirit man's took hold of the word of God and it won't let it go. And now whatever I'm desiring, Father God, I thank you for a promotion. I thank you. I know nobody else, they're saying nobody else is getting a promotion, but I thank you, Father God. I got tithe rights. I got the favor of God and I believe I will be promoted. Guess what's going to happen?
Amen.
If it's root taken, whatever root in you, yeah, it's yours. And you will have it. But has the word been rooted in us? A lot of, you know, we've been taught doubt and lack and everything throughout life. And that stuff we got to get out of us. We really do, because that stuff has really took root in us. And some people, amen. And so we got to deal with that, because sometimes when we're praying, we're like, thank you, God, I don't lack anything. And then, well, you know, anything? I mean, I'll probably can struggle here, I guess. Why? Why, if the word of God is plain and just plain about it and says, look, Jesus went to the cross. He took poverty so that I don't have to. You had me at. He took my poverty. But is that rooted in us? Amen. That's questions we got to ask ourselves. I really want to make it through this. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't say in our heads. Yeah, amen. I ask you to do it. Amen. Amen. It says, and my words live powerfully. My words take hold where at? On the inside of us, right? So how can I make sure that the word does that? Me individually. Joshua 1:8, meditating on it. Not only meditating on it. Well, meditating is getting the word of God in front of you and just either reading it and or just meditating it throughout the day. Because I know, number one, we can't just walk around in front of a Bible in front of our face all day. We're still humans. We still have things to do throughout the day. Some of us work. Amen. So I know I get at work. I get up 4:30-ish or whatever, and I get to work. I can't just walk around with the Bible in front of my face. Why? Because number one, they'd fire me. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Number two, I could probably get hurt or get somebody else hurt because I'm running pumps and equipment and everything else. I can't do that. But I can read a word. I can wake up before I have to get to work. Amen. And a lot of times it's just fleshy.
Amen.
I'm tired. Yeah, everybody else is too. Yeah. But are you hungry?
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. And so if I just wake up and I just read a chapter, or if I read three verses and I just get that word on the inside of me and just continually meditate throughout the day. Amen. Yeah. When I used to work at the gold mine, I just got to feeling real bad one day. And I have scriptures on a piece of paper, healing scriptures and some finance scriptures and things like that. And so I was running a haul truck that day. And I'd drive up and I'd back up to the excavator. He'd load me up. And while he was loading me, there was one particular verse. I would read it. And then I'd meditate it. Just say it over and over. So he'd honk his horn. I'd take off driving to go dump my load. And so while I was driving, I'd sit there and just continually meditate that word. And then whenever I'd get over there to dump it, because I had to wait for it, I'd pick the paper up, and because all I had to do was hold a lever down and just read the word again. Read the word again. Put it back down and head back up there and get it. And while I'm driving, doing this throughout the day, I'm continually meditating on the healing scriptures. I'm not continually meditating on, man, I just don't feel good. Amen. You know, I wonder, I should probably talk to the boss. You know, I got sick days. I'll probably go ahead and call off tomorrow. They'll be fine. Already made a plan.
Right. Amen.
Of taking off work.
Yeah.
Instead of having the word do what? Is it taking root in me? No, not if I'm already meditating on. I need to talk to the boss because I'm probably going to have to take off here in a minute. I just don't feel that good, you know. And I believe they'll be fine tomorrow. I'll talk to them about it. I might be off for a few days. I've already got myself at the house feeling sick. So is the word rooted in me? What is? Sickness is. Sickness rooted. Sickness, I believe that it belongs to me and it's mine.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Poke your neighbor and say, we're still happy.
We're still happy.
Yeah. Amen. Poke your other neighbor and say, I'm not going to say nothing. Amen. Let's turn over to Psalms 119, please. 105. Let's read. Do we have the living? Pull it up in the living, please. Excuse me. Psalms 119:105 in the living. It says, your words are a what? To do what? And do what? You know why people are stumbling? Because they've got no light. They're not in the Word of God at all. And so whenever something comes up and says, that preacher's just trying to get your money. Man, he is. All he talks about is money. You know what? You're right. That's all he talks about is money. I bet he's probably stealing from the church, matter of fact. He just wants our money. Amen. Moving along. I don't know why I said that. Amen. Your words are a flashlight to do what? And to do what? But whose words? Your friends? That's what some people think, and that's why they continually fallen. Because they will take what their friend says over what the pastor says. Just because their friend sounds educated, sounds smart, well, let me tell you this. I've seen some people do that. They died. It's not God's will to heal everybody. Because we prayed for them, they died. Number one, what does the Bible say? That's what I have to go off of, not what you say. I have to go off what God said, not what man said. Because if I'm going to framework my life around what Stephanie says, number one, all the pressure's on her. You better do right because I'm paying attention to you. And if I fall down, it's your fault. Your words, whose words? Are what? You ever tried to walk around in the dark? How nice it is to have light. Because you're not tripping. When we was in the military, I don't know who else is up here with me. When I was in the military, we had night vision, right? So I wonder if it'd have been stupid for them to say, "All right, look, we got this grid that we need to go to. We're not giving y'all nods or nothing. I know it's midnight. You'll be fine, but go that way." No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you have to go that way. Yeah, either give me some light, wait till daylight, ain't going. Why? Because I don't know, number one, what's in the dark out there. I could get me and everybody else killed because I can't see nothing. I don't know what I'm walking into, what I'm walking through. I could be headed for a minefield and not know it. I could just be out here. Minefield could be 5 feet in front of me. But if I'm just walking in darkness, I'm just going to have to take a chance.
Right. Amen.
Well, hopefully I make it. And that's how some people live in life. Hopefully I make it. But if I don't, oh well.
Right. Amen.
And they get to just start walking. But the Word of God is what? It's a flashlight. Your words are a flashlight to do what? I love that it says it's a flashlight first. But then it lets you know, look, the reason it is a flashlight is so that it's going to lighten up your paths. That way, you're not going to question anything. That way, it's laid out in light in front of you and you can see it. You can take it for how you see it, how I explained or told it to you. You don't have to try to waver from it because the light's in front of you. It doesn't say the light is over here to your right. Because whenever you're walking with the light, do you walk with the flashlight pointing to your left, walking forwards? So how do you walk with a flashlight? It's in front of you. Why? In front of you. So it would be ignorant to walk with a flashlight pointing either behind me or to my left and me trying to go forwards. I'm going to walk with the light. Amen. Real fast, turn over to Psalms 119, 130, please. I'm going to read it to you out of quite a few different translations. All right. Out of the CJB, it says, your words are a doorway that lets in light, giving understanding to the faultless. Then the NIRV says, when your words are made clear, they bring light.
Yes.
They bring understanding to childish people. And then the Young's Literal, it says, the opening of thy words, hallelujah.
Amen.
The opening of thy words enlighteneth, instructing the simple.
Yes.
Enlighteneth, instructing the simple. Amen. Look at it. We're doing good. Go to 96, please, verse 96, and pull it up in the Passion, and then I'll tell you some more verses. I've learned that there is nothing perfect in this imperfect world except what? God's word, right? For they bring what? See, the freedom part, the such fantastic freedom into my life. Not second guessing, not I don't know if it's going to work. Freedom. Freedom. Amen. Look at 101. We'll go from 101 to 105. I refused to bend my morals when temptation was before me, so that I could become obedient to what? I refused. Go back, please. I refused to bend my morals when temptation was what? So that I could become obedient to your word. I refused to bend my morals. Amen. Next, please. I refused to turn away from difficult truths. For you yourself have taught me to love what? Your words. How sweet are your living promises to me. Sweeter than honey is your revelation light. For your truth is the what?
Source.
Huh. Is the what?
Source.
Amen. For your truth is the what?
Source.
Source. The source.
That's right.
What else am I going to for information?
Amen.
Who else am I listening to about the Word of God or what they think it says?
Amen.
For your truth are talking to somebody that you know, some people come up with. Well, it doesn't work, and the reason sometimes people come up with these ways is because something's happened in their life or in their family.
Yes.
And so now they just assume that that doesn't work, even though the Bible plainly says that it does work. But we sometimes people just don't want to admit that either they just really wasn't in faith.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. Amen, because that puts the blame on me,
yes.
And number one, not my fault.
Amen.
All right. So for your truth is the source of my understanding, not the falsehoods of those who don't know you, which I despise. Truth's shining light guides me. What does? What does it do? It guides me. In my what? And what? Truth's shining light, not what the news says.
Right.
Truth's shining light, not what somebody I know says.
That's right.
truth shining light, not what my friend says. Because I'm not going to base my life off of what they told me from their experience. Now, like from my mom and dad and them, obviously I take what they say because they are always bringing it back to the Word, not what happened to them in their life. Amen. So truth's shining light guides me in my choices and decisions. The question, obviously, we need to ask ourselves, has it been guiding me lately, or have I just been going off of what Ricky wants to do? Amen. Because to be honest with you, a lot of times it's easier just to go with the flow. Because it's harder to push brush. In the military, they always told us, never go, take the easiest route, because that's the same way everybody else is going to take. And that's how you'll end up in a gunfight. You'll meet the enemy because everybody's looking for an easy way.
Right.
But it's harder for people to push the brush, make their own trail.
Right.
But as the faith life continues, we just continue forward with God. His light is shining out in front of us, making an easy path.
Amen.
True shining light guides me in the choices and decisions. The revelation of your word, what? Amen. Amen. Look at 129, please. And then 130 as well. Keep me far away from what is what?
False.
Amen. Each one of us, 129, sorry. Thank you, Steve. Apparently somebody wasn't paying attention. I'm joking. Yes. Only. Your marvelous what?
Words.
Are living what?
Words.
Hallelujah. No wonder I long to obey everything you say. Break open your word within me until revelation light shines out. Those with open hearts are given insight. Those with open what? See, once we just clam up and say, well, I think they're just trying to steal our money.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think healing's for everybody.
Right.
Our hearts are no longer open.
Right.
And that long inside is no longer there.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Those with open hearts are given insight into your what?
Plans.
Amen. Y'all know Brother Hagin, man, we only got 4 minutes. We can make it. Amen. Go over to Mark 11:23, please. King James. Mark 11:24, actually. I don't know why that was so funny. It's just one verse down. You cracked me up. She's like, see, y'all get a deal with him now. See, see? That's why she's laughing. Amen. Brother Hagin, all y'all know Brother Hagin. Probably not all, everybody, but some of y'all know Brother Hagin, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me read. Say this, and then I'll read it. Y'all remember whenever he was on his deathbed, he was there for 16 months, believing God for healing, he thought. And then he's finally got down to Mark 11:24. It says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe. Right? He told God, he said, God, if you was down here right now and I could see you, he said, I've prayed about it already. He said, but I believe. And then all of a sudden, God told him, said, you believe as far as you know. See, he just stopped at, I believe. He said, see, you believe as far as you know.
Yeah.
So he didn't have all the light on the healing.
Amen.
He was just believing as far as he knew. He said, now you have to receive them and you shall have them. He said, see, the receiving part is on the individual side, but the having part is on God's side. Whenever we try to have it, it says receive them. And then what?
Then you'll have them.
See, it doesn't say that's on your side. Right. It says you'll have them then. That's on God's side. Yep. The receiving, believe that we receive them, is on our side.
Yes.
He said, I stopped that believing. He said, if I was looking at you in the face right now, I would tell you, if you told me I wasn't believing, I'd have to tell you, Lord Jesus, you're lying about it. I do believe. And Jesus, or the Holy, his spirit man on the inside of him said, you believe as far as you know. Letting him know, obviously, if we think about it, you believe as far as you know, you only have a little bit of light on healing. You don't have full revelation of the healing.
Amen.
You're just believing up to as far as you know. And then Brother Hagin said something that really kind of inspired this whole teaching, to be honest with you. He said, if you're believing for something for a while and you know it's scriptural and you haven't received it, it's because you don't have faith for it. And we just need to settle it.
Yeah. Amen.
It's because we don't have faith for it. Because if once I have faith for something, there's no more questions.
That's right.
There's no more hesitancy. And I receive it. And that's it. And I will have it. And once we receive it, once we know that we know, once we truly know, let's talk about healing. Once we truly know healing belongs to us, then we won't be waiting to get healing. So we just don't have the full light on it. That's why Joshua and John 15:7, there's a whole lot more, but I just knew it's already 8 o'clock. We wouldn't go through them. But it talks about if you abide in me, my words abide in you, letting us know, meditate in thy word, and then you shall have good success. You'll deal wisely in the affairs of life. Once you continually meditate on the word of God, it gets down on the inside of you. It takes hold. Now you can't doubt even if you tried. Because now once you go to God, once you pray, you believe that you receive it, and it's yours. That's it. There's no more questions because you have the word of God on it. And it's on the inside of you. So you can't doubt. And so if I've been believing God for something, and it really kind of slapped me in the face when I heard him say it. He said, if you've been believing God for something for a while and you know it's scriptural, amen, not something crazy, and you haven't received it yet, you just don't have enough faith for it, and you just need to settle it right now. I said, well, fine. I'm going to shut you off for a minute. Amen. He said, I didn't have all the light on healing. He said, that's why I laid there for 16 months. He said, but as soon as Jesus said that to me, he said, once I believe I receive them and I'll have them. He said, once Jesus said that, he said, it just sparked on the inside of me. He said, I know it belongs to me. And that's when he got out of bed. He said, and it felt like 10,000 needles was going through his body and he received his healing. But he was bedfast for 16 months before. But as soon as the light came, as soon as the light came for healing, he received it. He got out of bed. He made the effort. He said, you know what? The healing does belong to me. It is mine. And so he said, I had to throw my leg out of the bed. I had to throw my other leg out of the bed. And I kind of just held on to the bed, almost fell down and had to hold on to it. He said, but then all of a sudden, he said, I'd have cried if it hadn't felt so good.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Real fast, we got a few minutes.
Yes.
Good. Here, I'm going to have you go up. You can stand over there somewhere, please. Don't show everybody that yet. You want to hold one for me, Marguerite, please? Beside your husband. You want to hold one for me? Thank you. You want to hold one too? Thank you. Look, everybody close to me gets to hold one. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You want to hold one too? Thank you. Don't turn them around yet. Turn off all the lights, please. Don't be scared. I won't take your money. Oh. Hey, Eric, will you unplug those lights, please? Hand me the thanks for the projector, please.
The remote?
Yeah. Oh, it's right there. We're not going to have scriptures up anymore. I'm going to turn them off. Is that all right?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Do what?
He just did his job.
You're welcome. Man, it's still bright in here.
Well, it's because of that door. You'll make
it block them off. Yeah, can you block it? Here's a blanket right here.
I got you.
Thank you. All right, can y'all see? Y'all can turn your... Medic! turn your words over, please. Can any of y'all see what it says? Why not? What about now? Can you see what it says?
No.
What about now?
By.
What does it say? Can you see what it says?
Yeah. Yours.
What does it say?
Heal.
So what does it mean? You don't know, huh?
No.
She don't have a full light on it yet, do you?
Right.
See, that's how we walk around sometimes. Yep. We think we know something, but we don't have the full light on it yet. That's why it's important. We need individually, continually stay in the Word of God.
Yes,
if it's healing I'm going after, I need to make sure I have those healing scriptures, and I'm looking at them every single day.
Right.
You know what me and Chelsea did? I typed up scriptures for houses.
Yep.
Well, and I just taped them to my fridge, and then I taped it some other ones to the wall. Well, it looks ugly. I don't care. You ain't got to come to my house. There's things that belongs to me from the Word of God that I know, and so that's what I'm going after.
Yes.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
That's right. Yeah.
Right.
But the Word will get everything for me that I'm going after. The Word will.
Yes.
And so I need to continually have that in front of my face.
Yes.
And here lately, to be honest with you, I've had to work myself out because I've allowed the Facebook marketplace to eat up too much of my time. I really have, and I could tell it.
Amen.
And so I had to make some adjustments.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because either I can look at Facebook Marketplace, or I can feed my faith.
Because
if I feed my faith, what am I doing? Starving the doubts.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes,
sir. Amen. What does this one say? Can you see? Y'all know what it says yet? I don't think you do. What do you think it says? What do you think it says? No. But see, we assume. Thank you for doing that, though. For real. Because, see, we assume we think we know what it says. Oh, yeah, by his stripes I'm healed. I know what it says. Are you sure that's what it says? Yeah. See, we don't have light on it yet. What does it say now?
By his wounds.
Will you pick it up more, Tiana, please?
Your wounds have been healed.
Turn on the spotlight, please. And then, you know, we're going through, and then all of a sudden, we see it. By his wounds, yours, Ricky's, have been healed. Wait a minute. So by his wounds, Jesus's, Ricky's, have been healed. So this sickness that's been trying to dog my tracks all this time, I now have light on what is better.
Right.
Now I now have light on healing. And so now I'm able to step out in it in faith. Because now I have all the light on it. Yeah. I have not, I shouldn't say all the light, but I have light on my healing. Yes. Yes. Amen. Yes. All right, y'all can sit down. Thank y'all. Appreciate it. You can turn on all the lights. Amen. So y'all get that? Amen. Well, did y'all get anything out of this? You and me both. Look, I get pumped about coming on Wednesday.